John Kenneth Galbraith, economist, diplomat, prolific author, Harvard professor, and iconoclast, died yesterday in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He was 97 years old. Born in Canada to a farming family, Galbraith became the country's leading exponent of liberal social economics. He served in the Franklin Roosevelt, Kennedy, and Johnson administrations, shaping social policies from the New Deal to the Great Society. Unabashedly liberal, John Kenneth Galbraith felt Franklin Delano Roosevelt affected our lives more than any other public figure he knew. Galbraith re-emphasized that point in a conversation 7 years ago with NPR's Howard Berkus.
Anybody on Social Security getting unemployment compensation, anybody who feels that there's a certain public responsibility for the well-being of people has a major debt to the New Deal and to FDR.
You worked in the Roosevelt administration. Did you
I don't really worked in the Roosevelt administration, but in terms of power, my life has been downhill ever since. I was put in charge of first of price control and rationing, and then price control in World War II. I started with a staff of seven and ended up with somewhere around 15,000. And you could lower a price without my permission, but you couldn't raise a price. And I've had no such authority ever since, nor do I want it.
You spoke with President Kennedy over time, over the course of many years, from your earliest days, I guess, at Harvard, and then later on when he was president. Tell me about those conversations and how you saw him evolve over time, particularly during his years as president.
Well, the special feature of any conversation with JFK involved his enormous candor. I remember the morning when I was leaving to be ambassador in India, and we had breakfast together at the White House, and the New York Times had a front-page article that day on the new ambassador to India, which was quite favorable. And Kennedy pointed to it and asked how I liked it, and I said I did. And then I added, but I don't see why they had to call me arrogant. And Kennedy said, I don't see why not. Everybody else does.
Economist John Kenneth Galbraith died yesterday at the age of 97.